walking virtually along the world's most revered footpaths and connecting the global community of pilgrims. It's the Sacred Steps Podcast, available on YouTube and your favorite podcast app. Broadcasting from the Shea Mare Studios in Florida, here's your host, pilgrim backpacker and author, Kevin Donahue.
Buen Camino, pilgrims, and welcome back to the Sacred Steps Podcast. I'm Kevin Donahue, pilgrim, backpacker, and author of Sacred Steps, a pilgrimage journal. On today's episode, it's our season two finale, which is just, wow. It's mind-boggling to think that we've recorded and broadcast, 35 episodes or so since 2020? And we've already begun recording for season three. I know I've said it often, but I am so grateful to be walking virtually alongside you. The podcast is really an odd thing. I started this show to feel more connected to my pilgrim family during COVID, when we were all locked down and so far away from one another. In some ways, it was a lifeline to my pilgrim soul. Everything had been postponed or canceled, and there was really nothing that felt hopeful on the horizon. Cicerone guidebook author Sandy Brown was kind enough to come on for our first full-length episode, and we just recorded for, I don't know, maybe 2 hours. And we were talking about walking and why pilgrimage was such a special calling and the Camino and the Via Francigena and the California Missions Trail. And we both missed being with pilgrims. I've been fortunate enough to break bread with Sandy when we were both walking the California Mission Trail last year. And if things work out, we'll be together this coming June as I'll be in Italy walking the Via Francigena. But the podcast has become something, I don't know, something incredibly special to me. I've gotten to speak in depth with so many pilgrims and authors, and while the shows usually end up being edited down to 30 or 40 minutes, sometimes we just talk. And I don't know the word for it other than to say that it's something that's just very special to me. And I'm so grateful that these episodes have resonated with many of you. We're emailing and messaging and just being connected to one another. Each episode is streamed now in something like 47 countries. That's incredible. I just don't even know how to make sense of that. Many of you have taken the time to drop a review in your app, or just click a star rating, which really is so very helpful because it tells Apple or Spotify or YouTube to suggest this podcast to people like you wanting to walk the Camino or connect with people who are interested in pilgrimage. And I don't know, it has really been just an incredibly rewarding undertaking. So thank you. Thank you very, very much from the bottom of my pilgrim heart for joining me on the Sacred Steps podcast. Now, I should say the podcast has also been quite a bit of fun. Sometime later this summer, I'll publish some outtakes and bloopers of my, let's say, memorable, but maybe not so polished moments, because sometimes it just comes out wrong, but it is always very rewarding. By the time this episode airs, presuming the trains and planes and all of those things are running on time, but by the time this episode airs, I'll be in Italy resuming my Via Francigena pilgrimage to Rome. I want to talk more about that in a moment. But first, I want to say a very special thank you to all of our VIP Access members. We're a small but mighty band of pilgrims connecting in person over Zoom and Messenger, sharing insights and swapping stories related to your pilgrimage walks. Last month, I got to spend time on Zoom calls helping each pilgrim one-on-one prepare their packs for upcoming Camino walks. And it's something that we really enjoyed doing. I know I did for sure. But for our members, I'm doing one-on-one planning calls and working with you to prepare and plan for your walks. If you want to join us, if you want to join one of our membership programs, there are a couple of levels starting at just $3. So jump over to the website and join us online at sacredstepspodcast.com. Whether you're a member or not, I would love to stay connected with you. So make sure you click on Facebook or Instagram or jump on our email list so that we can continue to stay connected together. So on today's episode, it's our season finale. I want to talk about three things. The first is a preview of what's to come on the podcast. Last season, our finale was retrospective, and that was fun to relive so many of those moments. But I want to talk instead today about what's coming in season three and how that season is going to look, especially as I begin to focus more attention on finishing my first book. Secondly, I want to talk about my upcoming Via Francigena walk. I'm also recording a bonus episode for our members detailing all of my packing list. That'll be available in May for our members, but I'll publish that later once I get back from my walk sometime in June, maybe as a bonus episode here on the podcast that's available for anyone to download. So make sure you've subscribed to the podcast on your app so that our episodes will be available to you automatically. And lastly, I want to share some of my reflections on carrying the prayers of pilgrims on my walks last fall in the UK, and again on my upcoming pilgrimage to Rome. And just so we're all clear, this has been really hard for me to discuss because it's incredibly personal to me and it's incredibly personal to you. I've been able to write about it more freely for the book, but just getting the words out, and I've tried this a couple of times, just getting the words out has been hard. So give me a little runway on that, and I hope I'm able to express just how much this has meant to me. Let's kind of save that for the end of the episode and dive right in with our season two finale on the Sacred Steps podcast.
Are you planning a walking pilgrimage? Share the details of your journey as a voice message with our podcast audience. Visit sacredstepspodcast.com to record your voice message for a future broadcast. Know someone considering pilgrimage? Share this episode as a text from your device and help others find the podcast by leaving a star rating on your podcast app. And now, the Sacred Steps podcast continues.
So, wrapping up season two, this has been an incredibly memorable season and a long season, long season. I think our first episode for season two debuted in August 2021, and some of those episodes were actually recorded in spring 2021, almost a year ago. So listening back to some of them for this season finale was quite special for me. Those interviews were with my friends, and it felt like I hadn't seen them in a while. The season began as a prelude for two of my pilgrimage walks in the UK. And I remember calling it the summer of the British invasion. And we started the year with Dr. Guy Hayward of the British Pilgrimage Trust and authors Joe Francis Penn and Andy Bull right out of the gate. In September and October, I was walking the Pilgrim's Way from London to Canterbury and the final section of the Way of St. Cuthbert to Holy Island. So to spend time talking to Guy about his vision for British pilgrimage was hugely insightful. We gifted a copy of the BPT's book called Britain's Pilgrim Places to Steve in Washington. And Steve, I trust you're putting that to good use for your planned walks. By the way, great, great gift for a pilgrim. I'll add the link in the show notes below, but that book does two things. It highlights routes and destinations that frankly most pilgrims aren't familiar with. not just American or European pilgrims, but even British walkers may not be familiar with some of these locations, or at the very least, may not know the history and significance of these walks. So the book Britain's Pilgrim Places makes a fantastic gift for birthdays or Father's Day, or just a gift for someone you love. Joe Francis Penn, who had never done a walking pilgrimage, talked to me about the Pilgrim's Way from London to Canterbury. She took her route, and I deviated a bit from hers because of my own interest in getting to Rochester Cathedral. But to dive in with Joe was great. She's an author with 20-plus books to her credit, many of which actually take place in the grand shrines and cathedrals that we as pilgrims hold so dear. And Andy Bull, talking about that same route, the Pilgrim's Way, with his firsthand knowledge, growing up in Kent and walking that path, but also the Way of St. Cuthbert for his book, Pilgrim Pathways. Andy's book focuses on short walks that you can do in 1 or 2 days, but Andy is just so knowledgeable, and he pours himself into the research for his walks. I got to meet Andy in London, and he walked me through some of the key spots where pilgrims would have gathered before starting their journey. He was at my side for a pilgrimage blessing in Suffolk Cathedral, and honestly is someone who I am very happy to call a friend, directly because of this podcast. Andy's working now with the English Confraternity of St. James to help connect the historical routes in the UK to the Camino de Santiago, and has a new feature coming out soon for English pilgrimage to Walsingham. Some of you may have heard this in our episode, but Walsingham was once the fourth most revered and fourth most walked pilgrimage in all of Christendom. And to be honest with you, I had never even heard of it. Had you? Pilgrims from all over the world would make their way to the Marian Shrine at Walsingham in much the same way that we revere Jerusalem, Rome, and Santiago de Compostela today. I'm hoping that one day soon I can be back in the UK and do that walk with my friend Andy Bull. So maybe I'm a bit biased, but I'm just going to say it. Go buy Andy's book, Pilgrim Pathways, and help support the work that is taking place to recover the British tradition of pilgrimage. I spent a lot of time sharing my experiences walking to Canterbury Cathedral, to St. Augustine's Abbey, to St. Martin's, and on to Dover for the Via Francigena, and the Lindisfarne Priory in Holy Island throughout season 2. And I'll tell you this, if all of these footsteps, my Camino walks, California, Rome, all of them, if they all slip from my memory, I will never forget walking to Holy Island. I think that was episodes 5 and 6 this season, I think. I spent about a half hour or more during the season talking about it, so I won't dredge it up now. But that Holy Island walk may be the closest I've ever felt to God. And that's just part of the reason I'm so grateful to have the time, the health, and the opportunity to make these walks. My family is just tremendously supportive of my journeys. When I came home from the Camino, I looked at 4 or 5 of these walks, and my wife, because she's amazing, just said, "Yes, make them work." And that intersection of the history of these ancient pathways and the draw that they have for the faithful became the premise of what will be my first book next year, Sacred Steps, A Pilgrimage Journal. And I mention all of that to say that season 3 of the podcast will very likely be a much shorter season. I want to take some time away, and I want to finish my thoughts. I need to take these notes and stories from my journal and finish them in a book in a way that honors all of those footsteps through time, not just mine, but the centuries of pilgrims who have made these journeys. I want to tell the story of how these walks came to have such meaning, and in turn, how these walks impacted the life of this very reluctant pilgrim. And we saw that again and again in season two. Justin Skizik, who you know from the film I'll Push You, and Brian Stewart, who walked, limped, and crawled the Camino, overcoming Becker muscular dystrophy. These walks offer such a place of personal growth and insight. And I didn't mean for it to happen, but just talking about the journey on the Camino with her father brought Natasha Murda to tears on the podcast. And Carolyn Gillespie, and Aaron Dooley, and me, so many times. Because these walks are not just about the places, but they're about the people who make them. And this intersection of history and faith that make up these sacred steps. And season three will probably be a bit of a lead up to another special pilgrimage for me, one starting next spring, because my son will be joining me to walk the Camino de Santiago next year. And I can't even begin to unpack the emotion of all of that just yet. So sometime in late summer or fall, we'll debut season three. The focus will continue to be on the firsthand stories of pilgrimage from authors and pilgrims just like you who are walking the way. It'll be a shorter season, probably won't be 16 episodes, but just talking to some of our guests and recording already for season three, I'm so proud of what's to come. I hope you will continue to subscribe and continue to support the podcast and these incredible pilgrims who take the leap to share their own personal experiences. As for me, I'll be resuming my Via Francigena walk in May and June, walking to Rome. I began the walk at Canterbury Cathedral. That's where I received a blessing at the place where St. Thomas Becket's shrine once stood. In its place now, just a candle. But after evensong, I met the Father and received my blessing alongside Carolyn. And I hope you're listening to this episode, Carolyn. Carolyn gifted me a shell coin that she had carried along the old way in England. Made in Wilmington of local clay and carved with a Camino shell, it was presented by the vicar of Wilmington to a pilgrim named Lucy. Lucy carried it on the entirety of her journey and passed it to Carol. And that coin started with me in Canterbury to the shores of the English Channel in Dover. It took a slight detour to Holy Island, but now I'll pick up my Via Francigena walk in Italy and carry that same coin all the way to Rome to the tomb of St. Peter at the Vatican. I'm hoping the pilgrims that I may meet along the way can carry it on again. And there's something very special about that. That connection from pilgrim to pilgrim, place to place, time to time, and on again. I'll arrive in Rome with my family there to greet me and hug me. And I remember falling into their arms in Santiago in 2019, and now the fulfillment of these planned walks, these sacred steps, to arrive and to be with them after all of this, that moment, I can only imagine what that might be like. I think I mentioned how incredibly lucky I am to have their support and just to arrive with them. I cannot wait for that arrival in Rome, at the tomb of St. Peter. This pilgrimage is made even more special because, once again, I'll be carrying the prayers of friends and strangers on my Via Francigena walk. This is something I did in my pilgrimage to Canterbury and Holy Island, and something I want to share with you next.
The conversation continues momentarily. For information and links from the show, visit sacredstepspodcast.com. Know someone considering pilgrimage? Share this episode as a text from your device. To support the show, please leave a star rating in your podcast app. And now, the Sacred Steps Podcast continues.
Carrying the prayers of pilgrims. That was something that was first mentioned to me by pilgrim, author, Camino Forum leader, and just wonderful overall gentleman, Johnny Walker Santiago. We touched on this during our season one podcast retelling of his We Walk For You Camino pilgrimage, made during the very darkest days of COVID. So Johnny said to me, "Kevin, you need to tell your friends that you are walking and ask them if there is anything that you can pray for on their behalf." And so I did. I put this out to the podcast and to our email list and to our Facebook audience. And I don't know what I expected. I think maybe I just thought that people would say, "Yes, pray for me," or send an email that said, "Keep me in your prayers," or just something really simple like that. But what followed was so much, I don't know, so much more than that. And I guess a little context is needed because this was happening just as we were starting to see a bit of light in the dark days of COVID. But you sent your prayers, and they were, some of them were born of hope. And some of them were born from such pain. Loved ones facing the loss of their job, loss of their home, losing hope, losing faith. People at the crossroads of such consequential moments in their careers, and in their marriages, and in their lives. You were praying for family members who were sick from cancer, and sick from COVID, and sick with addiction. And you weren't asking for your prayers to be fulfilled. So many of you were just asking, in a world that seemed that so much was falling apart and beyond healing, so many of you were just asking for God to hear your prayer. And I was reading these and putting them in my journal, and I remember thinking to myself, how in the world can I carry this prayer? How can I carry this grief and sorrow and this pain? I am not a priest. I'm just a guy. I'm just a walker. I'm just this little pilgrim. And so as these prayers started coming in, and I think there were like 70 of them or something, but as these prayers started coming in, I had to pray on it myself. How can I carry these prayers born of pain? How can I even do this? And at some point, I came to peace with this. How can I not? So I set out from Suffolk with your prayers, and I lit a candle in the cathedral, and I prayed on your behalf. And as I would come to these spots of beauty or a church or a chapel or a bench where I just needed to rest, I would pray these prayers. And then this really special thing began to happen. Because these weighty prayers of grief and pain and sorrow, your prayers began to lift me up. And I don't mean lift me up in a way that they brought me joy. That's not what I'm saying. That's not what I mean. But your prayers, for all of their weight and all of their gravity, began to lift me up with purpose. I don't think I talked about this in my British Pilgrimage podcast, but it was maybe day 3 or day 4, and I went off course. I was tired and sore, and it was the end of the day, and it looked for everything certain that it was just going to flood rain very soon. And I was just a few miles away from the inn, and I was looking at my phone, and I realized there was a lane. I don't remember it. Just this small road that I could take that would be a more direct path. And I kind of convinced myself that this would save me maybe 30 minutes or more from walking on the North Downs, and just this little shortcut. And so I did it. And it was something that turned out to be very unwise. But I turned off course and I began walking on this lane. And after about a mile or so, the traffic on this small lane became very, very congested with traffic. I guess it was towards the end of the workday and people were going home or something. But the traffic became dangerous because there was nowhere to walk off the side of this lane. There was no sidewalk or any little easement or burn. It was either on the road in traffic or in this deep, deep ditch that was running beside the road. And so I was walking and the cars would just come whizzing by and I'd try to hop over into the ditch. And it was terribly foolish on my part. So I ended up hopping over into the ditch. And finally, I didn't stick the landing, and I kind of fell over into these nettles. And I don't know if you've ever put your hand in nettles, and I don't know if I had ever done it before, but it was just all of these little razors on my hands and my arms and my neck. And I was lying there on my back on the side of the road in a ditch, with all these stinging nettles. And I was just so angry with myself because I had chosen this and put myself in harm's way, which, if my wife is streaming this podcast, was totally safe, but still just a very, very poor, foolish, hasty decision. And so I'm in this ditch, not having the best time. And I got out my phone and I found a little trail up ahead that would reconnect me with the footpath. And so I made my way a little further up this lane and I got over to this trail. And just as I start out for this trail, it begins raining. Proper English downpour, full on rain, boom, right down on this little pilgrim. So I'm on this footpath back to the North Downs, and I go over this little footbridge, and then the path is just straight up. I kid you not, straight up. I went back and I looked at my GPS, and it was something like an 18 degree incline. And on the podcast, 18 degrees may not sound like much, but 18 degrees is almost unwalkable. And now it's raining. My hands and arms are stinging, and I'm getting my rain jacket on and my poles, and I'm trying to just make progress just a step at a time as this dirt is becoming slippy mud. And I'm so mad at myself. And I'm just cussing anything around me. The trees, the mud, the fence that I can't reach that I could propel myself up with if it was only a little closer. And I'm mad at myself. And I'm mad at the situation. And I've worked myself up. And I'm almost in tears. And I have to stop because none of this is helping me. And I say, why are you so angry? And I'm saying this out loud because after this cussing fit, clearly I'm not worried about anyone coming by in the middle of a storm and thinking me a crazy person simply for talking to myself. And I've already proven it. Why are you so angry? And the answer was, because I don't want to miss. I don't want to miss St. Mary's Church before it closes. I want to light a candle. And I want to read these prayers. And I can't make it up this hill. And just as I had clarity before I had left home about carrying your prayers, in that moment I had great clarity about this muddy, slippy hill. How can you not? And so, ever so slowly, I got going. Your prayers began to lift me up and give me strength and give me purpose and give me patience. And 30 minutes or so later, I got to the top of that hill and rejoined the path. And I actually took a selfie. And when I look back on that photo that I posted October 3rd on the Kent Downs, my face is not reflecting pain or anger. When I look at that selfie, that photo is reflecting joy. Standing in the rain, having endured one of the worst hills of all my walks, your prayers had lifted me up. And this would not be the only time, and it would not be the last time that your prayers lightened my pack, but I think it was the first. And I talk about some of these moments in the book. And frankly, I think I do so in a more thoughtful and reflective way. But carrying your prayers was, without a doubt, one of the greatest gifts of faith that I've ever been blessed to receive. And it's more than a bit ironic that your pain, your hurt, and your grief brought me strength. Your doubt gave me hope. And as I prepare to set out again for Rome with the prayers of friends and strangers, there is no doubt in my mind that God hears your prayers. not because they were carried by this little pilgrim, not because of the place where the candles were lit or the prayers were read, but because he loves us. And whether you have found faith, lost it, or never had it at all, I don't think that matters. Because that kind of love is unconditional. And I've seen it on these walks. And maybe since I've started looking for it, or because I've started looking for it specifically, I've seen it in my life. And whether you seek it or not, pray to find it or not, we are all so loved. Our prayers, your prayers are heard. And so I'm so grateful to have the opportunity to carry them once more on your behalf to Rome. Thank you so much for keeping me and my family in your prayers. Please know that you are very much in my own. So from this grateful pilgrim, until next time, be well, stay safe, and buen camino.
This has been the Sacred Steps Podcast. To help other pilgrims find the show, please leave a star rating on your podcast app. For episode notes, links from the show, or to contact Kevin, visit our website at sacredstepspodcast.com. You can also join our Behind the Mic email list on the website. Before you go, tap subscribe so our future episodes are available to you automatically.